All right. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for a chance to once again be back here in the house of God. Lord, I know it's under some trying circumstances with our pastor in the hospital, but Father, you're still in control and still on the throne. And I do pray that you would bless, Father, this congregation, bless Brother Stevens and his family, help him to recover as quickly as possible. Lord, we're looking forward to the time when he comes back and once again gets an opportunity to preach to us out of the pulpit. Just pray these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me get myself together here. All right. As most of you know, Brother Stevens suffered a mild stroke on Thursday night into Friday morning. What basically happened was he got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he noticed that he was stumbling around a little bit, that he was having some issues with his balance. And then he went back to bed. Friday morning, he got up and went and sat down at his computer to answer all of your emails and was having issues with his left hand and knew something wasn't right. So those were kind of the symptoms that he faced. So they, you know, called a couple people, figured out what was going on, got him into the hospital, and what happens, basically what I said in the email, and that is one of the arteries in his neck, the carotid artery going up into the brain, actually had a separation in the lining of the artery, and the blood started flowing through the separation, which, you know, caused it to block off a little bit. The good news is they classified it as mild, which means it should have a complete recovery, and that's a blessing. It really is. So looking forward to the recovery. So that's, in essence, that's kind of what happened. They did another CAT scan later on Friday afternoon to see if there were, or Saturday, I'm sorry, to see if there was any additional bleeding, because they put him on some blood thinners to make sure that, you know, that there wouldn't be any more strokes happening. They did the CAT scan. Everything wound up fine, looked good. I went back and saw him on Saturday, yesterday. And that's for the second email that I sent out. And actually, guys, yesterday he was looking a lot better. He's in good spirits. He's, you know, I think he's willing to face the challenge of recovery. And, you know, he's entirely too stubborn and hard-headed and too disciplined not to do the exercises that the physical therapists are giving him. So that side of it all looks, you know, looks very encouraging. The immediate future, we just found out as of yesterday that looks like they're going to discharge him on Monday, but what they're going to do is they want him to go into some intensive physical therapy. So they're going to send him to, it's associated with Abbott's Sister Kenny's. And what that basically is, and I was informed yesterday that sister was the word for an Australian nurse, that it wasn't a Catholic thing. So that's what I was wondering at the very beginning. I was going, oh, great, they're going to send him to a Catholic recovery center. This is going to be fun. Because I wanted to, like, take the mic and give it to him and have Vlad record everything that he said while he was there. But that's not what it was all about. But anyway, very good place, very reputable. They were talking about it while I was there. Some of the doctors and the nurses were talking about it, had nothing but good to say about it. And what they're looking at doing is, they said, possibly 2 to 3 weeks of, like, 3 hours a day, physical therapy, very intense. I'm sure he'll do very well at that. We have no clue how long it's going to be before he's ready to get back in the pulpit. I was telling, you know, Brother Vlad that, hey, whenever he's ready, guys, we'll put him right back up here, even if he's got to sit down and preach. We'll move the pulpit, drop the mics, and we'll do whatever he needs to do. Amen? Yeah. So I was very encouraged yesterday when I went and had the opportunity to see him, because he looked a lot better. He really did. He's tired. He hadn't gotten much sleep. Is Mars here yet? I don't know if he's gotten any sleep last night or not. Joseph, did he get any sleep last night?
I don't know, but the night before he only got a few hours.
Yeah. So I know he's you know, been struggling with that. Appreciate your prayers. Like I said in the email, you know, obviously there's not a lot of time that he's still going to be in the hospital to go visit him. I'm sure we will be able to in the next, you know, in the coming week or two, it won't be a problem at all. But if you'd like to go, you know, visit him, just just give me a call or let me know so that way we can kind of make sure that we don't have like 47 people in one afternoon trying to visit him. That's the only thing that we're worried about is just making sure that he gets some rest. Yes, Joseph? There you go. Yeah, he does need a lot more. Basically, the condition that he's in right now is the bleed actually affected, well, it's the right side of the brain, and so it's affecting the left motor skills is all that are really involved. Mentally, he's sharp as a tack. He's very aware of what's going on. There's no issue there. It seems to be strictly just motor skills. So his left leg, his left arm and hand, he's having a lot of struggles with. And I was talking with Brian last night, the left side of his tongue. So if you talk to him on the phone, you'll hear the speech is a little bit slurred. It's not as bad as it was on Friday, and so we're even seeing improvement in that. But that is something that he's going to have to kind of learn to work all over. So that's the outlook for the next couple of weeks anyway. How long it takes, guys, you know what? We can pray, and hopefully it'll be a minimum amount of time. Amen? So appreciate you doing that. But until then, one of the things we were talking about last night in men's prayer meeting, don't forget this, guys. Don't forget that, you know, our job as a congregation for the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't changed. Amen? It hasn't changed. There's still lost people out your next door neighbors, folks you work with. There are still lost people that we need to reach on visitation. There are still tracts that we need to get out. Brother Steve, Caribou is trying to get the church started up in St. Cloud. There's still a lot of things going on, and our job, guys, has not changed at all for the Lord Jesus Christ. There's still congregation, things going on within the congregation that need, each and every one of you to help one another. Now more than ever. Honestly, now more than ever, your faithfulness to our Savior and your charity with one another and your love for one another is going to be tested. Because this has been, this is a major obstacle when the man that you love very dearly and has been your pastor for so many years is unable to be in the pulpit because of health issues. But you'll go through some ups and downs emotionally, I'm quite sure. Men, I mentioned this last night. Men, look at your wives, because I tell you what, a lot of them are going to be afraid and wonder if the same thing might happen to you. They're going to need you there. They're going to need your support. All these things are just different emotions and different ups and downs that you're going to go through that are to be expected. And together and as a congregation and as husband and wife and parents and children, you guys are going to have to face this together. And the thing to remember in all this is that, whether you experience fear or doubt or discouragement, stay in the fight. Like I said, our job hasn't changed. The function of what this church does has not changed. The importance of what you do as an individual for this church has not changed. The only thing we've been thrown is just a little obstacle for a short time until Brother Stevens recovers and we carry on. Right, I made the comment last night, and it's something to think about. Listen, guys, it wouldn't matter if Brother Stevens and myself and Brother Dave and Brother Steve Caribou all died in a car accident on the way to a revival meeting somewhere. The function of the church would stay the same, and the Lord would step in and raise up the right people, and things would carry on, and folks would still need to be saved. And you would still need to be reading your Bible, and you would still need to be praying, and you would still need to be in church, and you would still need to help out one another. So remember that. Remember that as we go through it. Remember 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." So I'm going to turn things over to Jeremy here in a minute for a Sunday school. But the bottom line, brethren, is, now it's time for us to kind of take those little nuggets of character that have been preached from the pulpit by Brother Stevens and others and those little nuggets of character that you've gleaned from your own Bible reading, and really put them in play, because we're going to need each other's support as a congregation even more now. We'll be much more aware of it now than you may have been last week. And it just goes to show you, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know. And ultimately, your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to have to prevail, irregardless of the circumstances here on earth. And the truth of the matter is, that's what it's all about, guys. You know, the Lord can throw at us whatever he wants to throw at us, because we're his, and he can do with us as we will. That was one of the comments Brother Stevens made in the hospital. I asked him, you know, how are you doing? And he said, I'm just a sinner and I can't complain. The Lord can do with me whatever he wants. That's pretty encouraging.
Amen.
Amen? That's pretty encouraging. So remember that. So like I said, our job hasn't changed. Our job for the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't changed. Circumstances are temporarily different, but our God is still on the throne. And looking forward to moving forward here and watching him recover. And as I said, we'll be an encouragement to him, I'm sure. And we'll get him back in the pulpit as quickly as the Lord will allow. So remember Mars and the family. I know they're going to need a lot of support. I know there's been some questions about meals and taking meals over to the Stevens. We're working on that right now, because obviously the original plan was he was going to get out of the hospital and go home right away. We're going to need to talk with Mars and set up that schedule. I'm sure we'll still do it. It's just a matter of when we start exactly. So get with my wife and coordinate that. The other thing I've been asked to announce is there are some cards on the back table back there for Brother Stevens. If we can get everyone to go through and sign them, we'll take them up to him this afternoon in the hospital. Any other announcements or anything that I'm missing with this? Any questions, guys? Don't hesitate. Any questions, anything that maybe I didn't cover clearly? Or you guys doing okay? Yes? Yeah. You have that look in your face like you don't know what to say. That's kind of the way I felt too. So, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we? Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't it be helpful for the family to have meals brought even while he's in therapy, because they're going to be busy?
I'm quite certain. Yes, you're perfectly correct. I'm quite certain that it will. It's just a matter, Don, of I don't know whether we want to start today or tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay.
That's the, you know, those are the details we need to figure out, because.
Right.
Obviously, we don't want, you know, we don't want our generosity to wind up making it more difficult for them. You know, they feel like she has to leave the hospital to go home so she can eat dinner. That's kind of what I was thinking. Yes, sir.
When he's at Sister Penny's there, does he stay there? Or is
he will. I think he will be staying there. They're talking about like a 2 to 3 week inpatient type care. Yes. And again, they didn't give a definite time frame, but that was the. Estimate that they expected. Okay.
Just an
yes,
encouraging
sir.
Thing. Donna called last night from China and was asking some questions. You know, she used to work in rehab with brain injuries.
Okay.
So when I told her where he was going, she said that's the best place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, amen.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. And like I said, guys, the progress that I had seen just from Friday until Saturday or Thursday until Saturday was actually pretty, you know, pretty phenomenal. He looked a lot better yesterday morning when I went in to see him. So that was good. Anything else? Any other questions? All right, let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll turn things over to Jeremy for Sunday school this morning. Father, again, Lord, we're in one respect of heavy hearts, because our pastor is in the hospital and unable to be here with us this morning. Lord, we do know that you do all things well, and Father, we know that you have a purpose and a reason for everything that you allow on this earth. And Lord, I know that your servants quite often wind up going through trials and struggles. A lot of times those things involve health. And Father, we're just asking on Brother Stephen's behalf that you would help him to recover as quickly as possible. Father, give him the strength and the wherewithal to go through the physical therapy, and Lord, to progress at a rapid rate. He's a good man. He's a good brother. He's a good pastor. And Father, we're certainly going to miss him while he's out of the pulpit. But I know that you got a plan for each and every one of us that are here during that time frame. And I pray, Father, most of all, that you'd help us all to see the importance of what we're doing as a congregation, and the importance of our service individually to our Lord and our Savior. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.